Welcome back to this special hour-long edition of Giants Rewind here on the MSG Network. It's one of the most lethal combinations in the National Football League. Eli Manning to Odell Beckham Jr., 13 touchdown catches for Odell Beckham Jr., 35 touchdown passes for Eli Manning. And guys, they had a great year last year, and they were able to back it up this year when teams had an offseason to game plan for them.
Well, a dynamic player, a dynamic performer at quarterback, and you could see as the season went, because early in the year, Eli's down-the-field passing was leading Odell out of bounds. And all of a sudden, you could tell they started to practice that because he's a guy, he's a 50-50 ball catcher, and he can just flat out beat a guy. So Eli was giving him a chance, and you could see the more repetitions they got as the season went on, the more dynamic that duo was.
And the thing that I love about watching that combination is them talking about schemes and game plans of how to open things up. Because you heard after the Miami halftime, we got to stop Odell Beckham Jr. It didn't matter because they could not do it. And the other thing you have to think about, they were able to have this much production without another wide receiver to step up consistently to make plays and without a tight end.
You know, it's interesting because you think about Odell Beckham Jr. and how great his year was, how much better it could have been. If you think about the touchdown catch against the Patriots that he didn't make, that's another touchdown.
Yep.
The 35-yarder at the end of the first half against the Jets, that's in his hands, you expect him to make it.
Yep.
Then you throw the one in against Carolina when he ran past Josh Norman for another. I mean, it could have been an off-the-charts year. It still was great. What does Odell Beckham Jr. have to do to get better, though?
Well, he just has to continue to work and continue to compete, which I do not doubt whatsoever. But here's the thing. Odell Beckham gets better when the running game gets better and when someone else that's not named Odell Beckham shows up at wide receiver. And it's shocking to me because if you know this guy's going to get a lot of attention, I come into every game if I'm not named Odell Beckham and I play wide receiver. Well, I got 5, 6, 7, 10 catches maybe today.
You're licking your chops.
Yes.
You've got a number one prolific wide receiver that can take the top off and make defenses bracket to you. What else could you ask for
as
a wide receiver?
And you know you're getting the bad egg that's covering you. You get the worst coverage guy that covers you.
Is his skill level, coupled with that of the quarterback, are they scheme-proof? In other words, whether they keep in the same scheme or another offensive coach comes in with a different version of an offense. I mean, do you expect this to flourish no matter who's here?
Obviously, you want as much of a smooth transition, but a new voice can also bring in new ideas.
And to go along with that is you have Eli Manning, the same type of approach, professional, comes to work every single day. And Odell Beckham Jr. has all the natural talent, skill set, ability that you could ever have. But his biggest compliment is his attitude, his mind, and his competitiveness. Yep. He does not care who is on the other side of the ball because he wants to be challenged up against the best, and it brings out his best.